dying for the world. The angels told the shepherds of the good news for us all.
He was the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, Almighty God, and yet Jesus left his position in heaven to come to earth. Because we had severed our relationship with God through sin, he came specifically to bring us back to a right relationship with our Creator.
Jesus did not come, however, as royalty, though he could have. He did not enter earth on a white horse as a conquering warrior, though he had every right to do so. He did not present himself as a clergyman, though he was indeed the great high priest.
God chose to send his son in a most unexpected way. He sent our Savior as a baby, born in a Bethlehem stable, and his mother wrapped him in rags, using a feeding trough as his cradle.
See?
The heavens were ecstatic.
First, an angel suddenly appeared to a group of shepherds who were keeping sheep in a field outside of Bethlehem. The shepherds were afraid, of course, but when the night sky exploded with angels, the men were terrified.
One angel spoke and commanded these men to leave their flocks and go immediately to Bethlehem and find the Christ child. They did not hesitate, and they found the baby and his mother, just as the angel had said.
Were the shepherds fully aware of what they were witnessing?
Did the wise men who visited later know what impact this child would have for eternity?
Did they realize that this child was actually their Savior?
They must have had some ideas, for the Gospels say that the shepherds went away rejoicing and that the wise men bowed down and worshiped the child.
But Luke also tells us that Mary, Jesus' mother, treasured these moments silently, knowing that this time would not come again. There would be more, much more, to this story. More than an aspiration, hope is a promise that what God has always done, He will continue to do. The Old Testament prophets said that hope promises to renew our strength, to give us a future, and to never disappoint. So Jesus was God making good on His promises. Jesus was not only the hope of Israel, but also the hope of glory, the assurance that he had prepared a place for us in heaven, and that he would come again and take us there to be with him. The Nativity was just the beginning, the seed where hope began to bloom.
Thank you.
So angels and stars summoned shepherds and wise men. But wasn't the invitation open to all? Perhaps many heard the reports or saw the star, but just could not believe that their king would appear in such a place.
Not here, they would say, not here.
Or maybe the timing was all wrong. After all, the Jews were suffering under Rome's oppression, and they were expecting a different kind of deliverer.
So not now, they might think, maybe later.
And the child himself, well, he was ordinary, even common, nothing special.
Not him, would have been their excuse. Not here, not now, not him.
Now, over 2,000 years later, we still hear the same excuses. The place, the time, the person of Jesus are just not right. It's not convenient.
And yet the invitation still stands. Come now and find the peace, the joy, the hope that you've been longing for. There's no better time or place to trust in the one who left his throne in heaven so that he could become your Savior and King.
We'd now like you to participate and stand and join us in some singing and praising the Lord as on his birth. So y'all may all stand. This way we get a standing ovation.
Hark the herald angels sing, O Y'all just sit down. Just a little bit. Y'all look tired and worn from singing that Christmas carol, or those Christmas carols. And I've got a little story that I'd like to share with you as we close this festive occasion. And you may have heard it. Some guy was on the radio for a long time. I think his name was Paul Harvey, that guy. Well, I'm going to share a story from Paul Harvey and close with it this morning, okay? Paul Harvey tells this story about a family on Christmas Eve. This family had a tradition where the mother and the children would go to the Christmas Eve service, and the father would stay home and read his paper. When the family returns from church, they would all gather around the Christmas tree to open up their presents. The father was not a bad man. He wasn't an evil man. He was a good man. He was a good father. But he had a problem with the childhood story about God coming as a baby lying in a manger. As the family left for church, he opened up his newspaper that evening and began to read there by the fireplace. Suddenly, he heard a tapping on the window. It was a small bird flying against the glass of his window, trying to get into the house to get warm from the cold, snowy weather. The man looked at the bird and had compassion on it, and he went outside, hoping to help this little bird out. As he approached the bird just flew against the window even harder. Pretty soon, the bird flew into the thickets in the bush below the window. The little thing was half frozen, yet too afraid to be caught by the man. The more the man tried to reach for this little bird, the more the little bird flew frantically into the snow and the thorns of the bush. After a few minutes in the cold and seeing the bird continue to injure itself, the man just yelled out in frustration, "Stupid bird, can't you understand that I'm trying to help you?" The man paused and thought, "If only you understood, you wouldn't fly away. If only I could become a bird and get you to understand." Just then, as Paul Harvey would say, the church bells rang, as they always have on that very hour. But when the man heard the bells this time, he fell to his knees and began to cry, saying, "Father, I understand. Father, I understand." God sent his son into the world so that depraved dead sinners could find the help that we need, the only means of escape from the cold, snowy storm of sin. Jesus was the Word, and the Word became flesh to help sinners find that only escape from God's just judgment and his wrath. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Just as the man in our story thought, if only he could become a bird, Jesus took on human flesh to point the way to the Father. And this is my question for you. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord? What a great Sunday to come forward and place your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. What a great Sunday for that to be. Well, if you have never done that, I'm going to be here at the front of the church and as we sing our invitation hymn. And all you need to do is just come forward and say, "Pastor, I get it. I get it. I'm a sinner in need of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to ask him into my life that he would save me from my sin and that I would live for him as my Lord." It's just that simple. Many of you, though, are old staunch Christians, aren't you? Maybe you got a little crusty this year from sitting out. For whatever reason, COVID, just lack of energy or apathy, maybe. You just sort of sat out for the year. What a great Sunday to come to the starting line and say, "Lord, I'm not sitting out next year. You've got me, all of me. I'm here to rededicate my life to you as my Lord. Whichever may be the case, whether you need to come forward and place your faith in Jesus Christ, or if you just need a new start today as a Christian, just sort of shake the old deadness off of you and ask God to breathe on you once again that new life. You're welcome to do this here at the altar. You're welcome to do that in your pew. But if you've never placed your faith in Christ, you've got to do it before men. You've got to do it publicly. And so let me offer this time to you to come forward. We're going to stand and sing our invitation hymn. What is it? Say that again, Mary.
Silent Night, 253.
253, Silent Night. Let's stand together. Mm-hmm.